Now, friends, we come to our last study in the book of Ezekiel, and we begin at the 40th chapter. You have the description of the millennial temple in chapters 40 through 42. Then you have the worship of the millennial temple in chapters 43 to 46, and then the vision concerning the land in 47 through 48. Now, I'm not going into a great deal of detail, as you can well understand. Now, this is a picture of a millennial temple. I expect to see it. I expect maybe to go in it. But I don't intend to worship there, and I don't think I'll be engaged in it. It'll be here on this earth. And I'm going to be in a place where if you went over to the 21st chapter of Revelation is where you'd have to go. You would find there a description of the New Jerusalem. That's going to be the address of the believer. And if you want to give anybody your address for eternity, I don't know what street you'll be on, don't know what street I'll be on, but I hope I'm on Glory Boulevard up there somewhere. We'll be in the New Jerusalem. We at least know the city. There's a description given of it, and one of the things that's said about it, and I saw no temple therein for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb of the temple of it. So we're going to be in a place where there won't be a temple. We won't need one. The earth will have one for the millennium at least. And so we have a picture of the millennial temple, but we're going to be up there where we don't have a temple. And I rather like that because, very candidly, I never have gone in much for ritual. I never felt like it added a great deal to me. I personally think preliminaries are too long in most churches. But, of course, it'd be very easy to say, well, you're senile now, retired preacher, and naturally you would say that. Maybe naturally I would, but I say it just the same. And therefore, I'm going to be delighted to be up there where the Lord God and the Lamb are the temple of it, and we'll be with them. I can't even conceive of how wonderful that's going to be. So in view of that, I don't get too excited over this millennial temple, but maybe we should be excited over it. Now I'm going to begin reading at chapter 40. Now we've seen progress and development in the book of Ezekiel. After the enemy is put down, we are going to find that they're going to enter a millennium and there'll be a temple here on this earth. And by the way, we're still talking about the earth, and that means Israel and the Gentile nations that'll be saved. Church is up yonder with him in the New Jerusalem.